Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Haley Perlis joining us now. Dr. Haley, how are you today?
I'm great, John. How are you doing?
Doing great. Always great to hear from you. And I know we're a couple of days early here, about 3 days early of April, but April is Stress Awareness Month, and I wanted to get you on because stress is a big deal to a lot of people.
It is, and we're early, but that's okay, so we can be proactive.
Yes.
One of the best ways to
Yes. Definitely. Now, it has been, April's been Stress Awareness Month since 1992, and And maybe I'm wrong, and I'm not trying to be negative, Dr. Haley, at all, because that's, you know me, that's not typically, you know, the route I go. But it seems like every year, all of the people that, you know, that you run into, that you meet, that you talk to, and so on, it just seems like we're getting more and more stressful as time goes by, not the other way around.
No, and you know what, to be honest, we need a little bit of stress in our lives, so we don't want it to completely go away. But yeah, we're asking ourselves and we're asking others to do more with less. And, you know, obviously with world events, it's compounding, it's building.
Yep, it is. Financially speaking, you know, interest rates are up and, you know, folks are worried about that end of things. And of course, they look at retirement. We've had banks collapsing and so on. So it just adds a lot more pressure and stress, if you would. And in some cases, we create our own stress through our own schedules and lack of planning or all the different things, which I know we're going to get into today with you, because essentially that's why you're here. Help us with how do we manage, not necessarily, I agree with you, not necessarily reduce, but I think we can all do better at managing that stress.
Yeah, we want to learn how to take better responsibility, how to control what we can control. And there are things that we do which, you know, increases the stress we experience or adds unnecessary stress. And that's what I want to focus on. I think that's something that we can talk about.
All right, so where do you want to start? What's the first thing we should look at?
Yeah, the first one is go out there every day and highlight your strengths, find your purpose. You know, go out there and vision boards are really cool, are really great. You know, a vision board with all of your achievements, with all of your strengths, with all the things you love in your life, all the people you love in your life. You know, lead with purpose, because then, you know, that allows you the energy, the positive energy to cope with the negative stuff.
Do you find, Dr. Haley, that some just naturally sort of do that better than others, or is it something that those people that seem to do it more naturally have just learned how to do it, you know, early on in their lives? Is it an acquired trait, I guess is what I'm asking, or do some people just naturally kind of know what their purpose is and head that direction?
Yeah, great question, John. You know, nurture nature, you know, some people just have that personality and characteristics. Other people learned it from, you know, a child and have let it grow. Other people did not learn that as a child because they did not have great role models.
Right.
And so it's time to learn that now. And you want to really surround yourself with people. And I don't just mean like always positive people, but people who you can call upon. So in moments of stress, I it's good to have a list of this person's my best coach. This person's my best cheerleader. This person's the best person I can go to who I can just vent to. You have your core people around so that when you need them, you call on them.
I like that, you know, because it's not always, and I find this, it's not always the same person. Some people do different things and can have different influences, maybe is what I mean to say there, Dr. Haley, on your life, and you should know which one to call at which time.
Right. I know if I need a cheerleader, my mom is right at my fingertips.
Okay.
And I know if I need someone to help me look in the mirror and be real, you know, that would not be my mother. She'll smoke, you know, blow smoke, and somebody else would probably be able to tell
well,
me.
But
the truth.
You know what? We laugh at that, but it's important to recognize who those people are and what they do, because I also know that, and I'm not trying to, you know, bash anybody, Dr. Haley, but I also know there are some parents where they're not the biggest cheerleader. In fact, they might be your biggest critic. So each one of us needs to understand who those people are and use wisely.
Absolutely. And then take responsibility and pick up the phone and call them so that they can help you.
Good point. All right, what's next?
Speaking of the phone, put it down.
Good one.
So I just
Good
told
one.
You to pick it up, but now I'm going to get you to put it down. You know,
well, what you're saying, though, is not necessarily the phone itself, but what we do on the phone, right? The smartphone.
Oh, absolutely. Talk about, you know, wasted energy, wasted time, and it just can really set us off. Now, there are moments for the phone. There are moments for what the phone can do for us. But we, you know, we got to know when we're just being silly now. Drop the phone. Put it down. Get outside. Get interactive. Go do something that's going to give you energy.
Well, and, you know, you going back to even what you said, and we, you know, we're laughing a moment ago, but picking up the phone and making a phone call and having a conversation, very, very few people actually do that any longer. There's so much email and texting and, you know, a short little snippet of this and that, that picking up the phone and actually having a conversation makes a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. Just today, I was overhearing my boyfriend chit-chatting with one of his, you know, longtime friends, and I even said, you know, did you ask him this? He's like, I didn't really ask him anything. We were just laughing and chatting. We need that in our lives.
Yes, we do. We do. Exactly. All right, next is exercise, which I know you're really big on, which we all should be. It's part of what our, you know, our normal routine should be. We know, I talk weekly here about the health benefits of doing so. And for some, I want to be careful in saying this. I think for some, it is a stress reliever. I don't want to say it's that way for all, because I think some people get stressed even thinking about doing it. But once they're in it, it's probably not as stressful after that, is it?
Right. And we have to do it the right way. So I know I say exercise, but even just any type of physical activity. And we don't have to put pressure and demands that it should look like this. It should be this long. It should be in this format. Just go and move your body. It is the best way, scientifically the best way, to change your emotions.
Yep.
From negative to positive.
Yep. And by the way, great point. And it's one of those things where And I know there's endorphins and all sorts of other things that happen with exercise and so on. And again, and this is something too, and this is something we should get you back at some point and even chat more about, because exercise is not, I mean, the type of exercise, I guess you should say, Dr. Haley, is not a one size fits all, correct?
No, I just last week now, I just actually told someone just 10 minutes a day, just to start getting in the habit of it. We'll figure out how to manipulate it and, you know, tweak it so that it starts giving you the physiological effects. But right now, from an emotional standpoint, just do it. Just do something, even no matter how long or what it looks like. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, and we always hear that phrase, runner's high. I'm not a runner. I don't know what that means. To me, running is absolutely the most miserable thing you could ever do, because it's just not in my wheelhouse. So I don't understand that phrase, but I know some do.
Yeah, I get the runner's high once I've stopped running.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. That's me. Yes, thank you. You can relate. Yes, I appreciate that. All right.
I'm probably a little bit more of a runner, but yeah.
Yeah, well, and again, I go back to each his own. So, you know, even your body makeup has a lot, and I've learned this just from doing this hour over these last several years, that depending upon your body type and even your DNA makeup, some people need different types of exercises in their world. So it is not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, no, 100%.
All right, the next one, learn to let go. That is hard for a lot of people, by the way.
Yeah, you know, Zac Brown, one of my favorite musicians, he's got a song, Let It Go. And, you know, you just have to accept sometimes you can't control it, and then I'm going to focus on what I can control. So you have to accept that, you know, I mean, you might be feeling afraid, you might be feeling frustrated, you might be feeling worried, angry. Those are the emotions of anxiety. And you can't necessarily change the call that you're about to have or change the event that just happened. Accept it with steadfastness, not just throw your arms up, but kind of accept the fact that I feel this way, and then go ahead and take action on what you do have control over.
Mm. Yeah, good one, by the way, because there are some things that are 1,000% out of our control. There's not a single thing we can do about it. And I often tell people at times, you know, I coach small businesses, and there's times I will just literally say, listen, that is, you cannot control that. Quit trying to, because it's out of your wheelhouse.
Right.
If it is, let it go. Don't worry about it. Okay, no, really quick, though. If there is something that we can control, how do we do that in a tempered manner to where we're not obsessed with it?
This is when I kind of go back to the purpose and highlight your strengths. So you kind of look to see, okay, what are my best attributes? What can I, you know, professional athletes get onto the field in a competition, and they're not looking in a stressful environment. They're not looking to really improve in that moment. They're looking to go out and shine, highlight their strengths.
Mm.
And it's usually 1, 2, 3 things. We got to do the same as well.
Okay.
So go out into that stressful situation, but lead with the things that you do best. Lead with your highlights and your purpose.
Okay. Makes sense. The next one, accept what you need. This one I think is tough for some people as well, because some would say, I don't need anything. Well, actually, we all do.
So, and sometimes I think we fight against the very thing we need, sleep being a great one.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who know that they need 8 hours sleep. But, you know, nighttime comes and they just want some me time, so they'll won't go to sleep and they'll just watch a couple of hours of TV when they know they should go to sleep because they need that
sleep. Great
point.
Great point.
So you gotta know what works for you, and then you have to go ahead and do what works for you.
Great point. And that could be downtime. It could be sleep. It could be, hey, I just need to sit and just veg for an hour before. I mean, I know when I get home on Saturdays, you know, I'm on air, you know, 6 days a week. And a lot of folks, you know, wonder, what do I do on Saturdays? Well, you know, I don't just go home and veg the rest of the day, but I will say I go home, take usually about a half an hour to 45 minutes. I'll usually just kind of sit, Dr. Haley, and my wife will tell you this. I really just don't do anything. I just kind of sit, not really even veg out. I just sort of decompress. I need that half an hour to an hour after a long week of literally doing this daily. And it's like, okay, I need to just not talk. I need to not say anything. I need to just sort of sit, veg out, close my eyes, do nothing. And I need that hour on a weekly basis.
Right. And John, you probably don't feel guilty about that, but others might.
There's times I do, actually, because in my mind I'm thinking, oh, geez, I got all these honeydews I need to get done around the house. You know, I got this and this and this to do, but I am learning and I've gotten better at this as time has gone by. And my lovely wife has been a huge help in this and just saying, listen, everything else can wait. Hang out for an hour and don't do anything.
Yeah, and at first you just kind of have to live with that guilt, but you have to focus on the fact that you need this,
yep.
And what
point.
You need is more important than that. Than
Great
that
point.
Guilt.
All right, talk about managing time. I know for me, when I get a new client, especially, and I'll just say it as it is. It is probably the biggest thing initially, Dr. Haley, that I help any new client with is the time management end of things. Because most entrepreneurs, small business owners struggle in that area. They've not managed their time well. It's partly why they've probably called me in the first place, because they just don't know how to get everything done during the day. They don't realize they have a lot more time than they really have, or, you know, than they think they have. They're just not managing it well.
Right, and I actually think that the secret to managing your time is first managing your energy. And the way to manage your energy is to take little recovery bouts throughout the day, 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Yep, I agree.
And when you step away for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then when you come back, whatever you come back to, you're going to be more effective. You're going to be more efficient. You're going to make less errors. Suddenly time frees up.
Yeah, what you do is you become more efficient with what you're doing versus just kind of trudging away. It's sort of like... comparison, you know, me, I'm a car guy, so it's even kind of that same comparison on, you know, on anything mechanical. There are mechanical items even where, you know what, they even need a rest. It'll, you know, do a machine shutdown, or you pull over to a rest stop and let the car rest for a little bit. You know, we're not a lot different. There's times where things run much more efficiently after we've had that break.
Absolutely. And part of that is also making sure that you do the things that you enjoy. Don't save them as a reward.
Good point.
Do them to give you energy and to give you pleasure and a little bit of a de-stress.
Really, and what we're talking about, too, is just that balance between working, still having fun. And I like what you just said a moment ago. Everything doesn't have to be a reward. That, you know, that reward can just be a, you know, 5 minute. I'm going to take a break, just relax. Even if it's just at your desk, sitting down, or maybe taking a short walk, closing your eyes, but just getting away from whatever that work is for even just 5 minutes, you can come back and feel totally refreshed.
Absolutely, which is really the last thing I want to talk about, which is practice relaxation.
Okay.
And it cannot, and when I mean practice it, like do it. Give yourself a week just to, you know, challenge yourself a week of, you know, every hour take 5 minutes. Turn 60-minute meetings into 50-minute meetings and practice this relaxation, and then just see how your emotions change. Just see how more productive you are. Just see how more pleasant you are with the people you interact with.
Well, there are other countries, Japanese culture being one of them, where they allow them to nap at their desk 15, 20, 30 minutes even. And again, I think there's some things as a culture here we're missing, because other cultures, I think, let's just face it, they do this better than we do.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the sleep pods in many workplaces. I just don't know that we're using them. So so it's not just about talking about it. It's practicing it. It's doing it.
Yep. And it's... all of these things, by the way, you have to put into practice. It can't be, and I mean this sincerely, everybody listening, you can't just take one of these things and say, oh, okay, I did the one thing, I'm good to go. No, it's a combination, Dr. Haley, of all of these things put together, isn't it?
It is. Now, you can start off with one or two.
True.
But then you add the third, and then you add the fourth. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, you're absolutely, you gotta incorporate.
Yeah, I mean, point being, you can't just do
that.
One thing like, okay, I'm going to let it go, and then everything else just gets let gone as well. No. You have to do all of these in combination with one another, or it doesn't work.
Yeah, and then you know what the best thing is that they do work.
They do. No, you're right.
So when you actually go out and practice it, it's amazing what can happen.
Real quick, talk about, and I know because this is a big one, I think, for a lot of people. Talk about, just for a moment, the guilt that comes sometimes with doing some of the things even we just mentioned a moment ago. You know, you manage your time well. You've got a little bit of time to actually relax and do something. But then there's, and you mentioned it a moment ago, then there's that guilt, though, that sets in after the fact. How do you get people over that guilt trip that comes?
Couple of things, and sometimes it's actually speaking to the person that you think you're going to, you know, your family, for example, is a common one. I'm going to feel guilty, like you, if you take that hour for yourself after work, you feel guilty because you're not with your family. Talk about it with them, and I bet you they're not blaming you as much as you're blaming yourself.
Mm.
They're not the ones putting guilt on you, so you'll realize that maybe my guilt is actually unnecessary.
Mm.
So I'd actually, you know, open that line of communication and talk to the people, because you'll realize that maybe your guilt is unfounded.
Mm.
If there is, you know, the other thing is, if there's no one to talk to, suck it up and just even do it anyways, even though, you know, the saying feel the fear and do it anyways, feel the guilt and do it anyways. And just give yourself a week to practice it, and then assess the results.
Mm.
And I bet you that the results outweigh the guilt.
Agree. DrHaleyPerlus.com, and it's HaleyPerlus.com. We'll have that link up a little bit later tonight as well. Haley's been with us many times, by the way, so if you've listened to us for any length of time, you've heard her before. But those of you may be listening for the very first time, that is the website to go to. And Dr. Haley, you do all sorts of things in the business community, even on a one-on-one basis. So if folks need you, they can go to the website and find you there, correct?
That's right. Sports, business, wellness, all of it.
All right.
I would love to hear.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for taking time and joining us. It's always a joy having you. Have a great April, by the way.
You too, John. I look forward to next time.
Thanks. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Haley Perlus again. Have a stress-free April, because it is Stress Awareness Month.